Hey everybody, it's Friday the 13th. How are you? Okay, so here we go. Friday the 13th, January 2017. And what have I got to talk about today? What am I going to ramble about today? Well, this might run a little bit long, so make sure your coffee, hit pause. But before you hit pause, make sure you have coffee ready to go. Fill it up. So hit pause, go fill up your coffee, come back, sit down, put your feet up. I am hereby authorizing you to put your feet up on the desk, and let's rock and roll. Okay, welcome back. Now, here's what I'm going to ramble about today. Opportunities and mindsets. Here it is. Real simple. I've been reading this book, and I won't divulge the name of the book just yet because, well, I'm not done with it. What if it turns out that I hate it at the very end? But I'm near the end, so far so good. And it's the story of this guy and what he did to change his mindset and take advantage of opportunities. And we all do that. We all know when there's opportunity comes knocking, we can either do one of two things, ignore it or open a door and dive right in. It's real simple, real difficult too, especially for people with mindsets that just tell them, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And for whatever reason. And so this further on, he starts talking about, well, how do you deal with those people? And he basically puts it that sometimes those people are family members. Because that's who we share our thoughts. That's who we share our insights with. That's who we share our dreams and ambitions with. You know, you remember when you were little and you said, hey, I want to be a doctor. Well, who do you think you are? You can't be a doctor. Or, hey, I want to be a lawyer. Who do you think you are? You can't be a lawyer. You got to be really smart to be a lawyer. You just have to pass a test. But, you know, little kids, we don't know that. All we're hearing is this negativity of no, 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 you can't do this, you can't be that, because one, either you're not tall enough so you can't be a basketball player. Two, you're not smart enough so you can't be a lawyer. Three, you're not analytical enough so you can't be a doctor. Three, four, you're too short. You can't be a fighter pilot. Wait a minute. Yes, you can. But there we go. You see, there's always somebody who's always going to come up with something negative. And why? Well, because for them, that opportunity probably came and went. And they didn't seize that opportunity. Maybe they were tall enough, but they just never put in the work, never put in the hustle to be a basketball player. Maybe they wanted to be a lawyer and they just never put in the work, never cracked open a book, never went to the public library to check out a book on how to take the bar exam. Never. So those opportunities came and went for them. But folks, it's never too late. If you want to be a lawyer, there's nothing that says you have to be a certain age to be a lawyer. You can go be one right now. So if you think opportunities passed you by, you're wrong. Now, in the book, this author was talking about, you know, how family members, you know, knocked him down, how family members criticized his decisions, how family members just basically told him, you know what, you're going to be average just like us, just like your parents, just like your grandparents, just like your great-grandparents before them. And he refused that. He said, you know what, I don't think so. It has to change somewhere. Why am I going to be just like everybody else? Where is it written that I have to be just like everybody else? It's not written anywhere. It's only written in your mind because those that came before you are coding it into your mind. So I got to thinking, and over my years, my adult years, and even my younger years, there have been great opportunities. But there have been individuals, unfortunately, family members that went along the way. Along the way, there were family members that just basically knocked me down. There was this great opportunity when I was about, 9, 10, 11 years old. Get out there, do a little hustling, sell some products, make a little money. And that was it. It was kind of door-to-door selling. Nice little catalog. It was pretty cool. But when push came to shove, the money was gone. And it's gone. So what do? You know, I was trying to make a deal, but somebody decided they wanted to help me out and partner up with me. The money was gone. So what happened? You know, my parents bailed us out. That's fine. That's great. That's what parents do. That's how we learn our lessons. But I learned a valuable lesson. There's some people you just can't trust. fast forward another 5 years, had a paper route. So I'm out there hustling it, making it happen. You know, my parents helped me out on the weekends, driving around. It's a nice morning, you know, delivering papers. But when it came time to collect, that same individual said, hey, I'll help you out. Comes back, where's the money? It's not there. So again, you get knocked down again because people are taking advantage of you. Fast forward my time in the military. I loved it. I realized there that if you don't do it yourself, it's not going to get done. You've got to do it. But everybody there is with the same mindset. It has to get done, and we've got to do it, so we get it done. Great experience. That right there instilled my confidence in teamwork. That's right there rebuilt my identity. And I come back after the military, and who do you think you are? You can't start a business. You just got out of the Army. You've got no education. Boom. All right. Go get my education. A couple semesters into that, boom, guess what? I get a job. I don't need to finish my degree. Great job, great pay, awesome job. Did that for 17 years. But something was still burning inside me, something I wanted to do for myself. That was to get a degree. Finish my degree. Get it. So I got it. Got a bachelor's. But that still wasn't enough. And it was right there within my grasp. You know what? Another year and a half and I could have my master's. Dedicate, hustle. My wife, my family, my friends, immediate family. Go for it, Dave. Go for it. Boom. Well, now it's done. Got it. I got my master's. So what's next? Well, I want to write a book. I've always wanted to write a book. Guess what I did? My wife, my kids encouraged me. I wrote a book. Boom. But everybody else is, who the hell do you think you are? What do you know? You've never done anything in your life. Everything's been given to you. Bullshit. Everything's been taken away from me because I allowed it to be taken away from me. But guess what? That name on that book is my name. And now people don't like that either. Didn't like it because I wanted to do something. Now they really hate it. They really don't like it because I did something. And it hurts. Because again, they see themselves. And that's what hurts me. They see themselves that their opportunities are gone. They've given up. They've become average. Why do I have to be average? Because it makes them feel good? You know what? They're not putting food on my table. They are not doing anything. They're not. Well, yeah, they are. I lie. I'm sorry. They are doing something. They're inspiring me to keep going and keep pushing. And you know the beauty is? Last night I was sitting at home. And I was talking with the kids, and we were there. We just finished dinner. And my daughter made a comment about school. And she's getting ready to go pick her colleges that she wants to go visit and ready to go into college. And she made a comment, and I was never more proud because she was telling her friends what I've been telling her. She took my words and told people, hey, this is what's going on, and this is what she believes. So now, what have I done? What have I done? I've changed that vicious cycle. You can change that vicious cycle. Because if you got people empowering you, if you got people pushing you, if you got people believing in you to the point that they are repeating what you say, you've made an impact. And folks, that's what it's all about. That's why I continue writing. That's why I continue doing the Daily Dave, even though it's not so daily. That's why I do my podcast. That's why I do my videos. That's why I do my daily challenge. Because I have got to break away from that. And if I can help one person just break away from that, then you know what? I've done it. I've done it. I've changed somebody's life. And the moment I heard my daughter say those words right back, that she was telling her friends, I've changed her life. And I feel good about it. But I'm not done. Because if I can change her life through the legacy of the family, I can change somebody else's life and get them out of that wheel of, that torture wheel is what it'll call it. Get them out of that rut that's been all they've ever known. Get them out of that, well, that's, we've always done it this way. Or nobody excels in this family. No, everybody, anybody can. truly anybody can. And if people don't like it, well, you know what? They're not feeding you. They're not paying your bills. They're not putting you in the car, because you know what? If they were doing it, they'd be putting me in a BMW. But they can't even put themselves in a BMW. But they have absolutely no problem doing the nonsense that they do, creating the troubles that they create. I'm not about creating troubles. I'm about creating solutions. And trust me, creating problems, I hate problems. That's why I'd rather solve them, take care of them, head them off at the pass. I told you this was going to be long. So, let's sum it up. Well, let's sum it up. All I want to do is just change somebody's life. All I want to do is make somebody happy in the sense of, wow, thanks, Dave. Thank you for changing my life, or thank you for letting me look at life a little differently. Because it is different. Everybody's life is different. Everybody has different dreams. Everybody has different ambitions. But if all you see is the same old every day, it's harder and harder to see your dreams and ambitions come to fruition. They start slowly fading away into the background. They really do. And if you don't keep it in the front of your mind, it's never going to happen. Sure, you might look cool driving around in that Corvette, but if that's all you've got, then that's a sad existence. If all you have is those rims and that Corvette because you look cool on Friday night at the club, more power to you. But you know what? I love my little four-door Hyundai Elantra. That's the coolest car. And you want to know why? Because it's my car. And I don't have to impress anybody. Not with it. I have to keep it clean. And so long as I keep it clean, I'm impressing somebody. Because they can at least say, hey, he might not have a Corvette. He might not have a Lamborghini. He might not have a Ferrari. But you know what? His car is clean. And that's says a lot about the individual. But, you know, if somebody's renting their car, somebody can't afford to bank the payments on their car, but you know what? Come Friday night at the clubs, they look good driving up. More power to them. But I got more respect for the guy that's up there doing the valet parking than I do about the guy who drives up. Because he's out there hustling on a Friday night. He's out there working on a Friday night. He's out there changing his life on a Friday night. Folks, today is Friday the 13th. Don't let it get you down. Go out and make today a great day. Make it better than yesterday. And by all means, please change one thing today. Just one little thing. Pick one thing. Change it. And it'll change the rest of your life. I promise you. I'm Dave Guerra. This is The Daily Dave. I will talk to you soon. Take care.